This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Michael K. and Peter Rosenberg coming to you from the bar at Moynihan Train Hall, right across the street from Madison Square Garden, where the Big East tournament is tonight, continuing. Very quickly, this is the first time that I've been in Moynihan Train Hall. And it's amazing what they've done.
It's awesome.
I mean, this used to be a post office.
It's LaGuardia, Jays.
It is. It's got a LaGuardia feel to it. And you know how I feel about LaGuardia.
You love it.
Love it. Love everything about it. So they have a great food hall here. I had a sandwich from Jacob's Pickles.
What did you get from Jacob's chicken. Pickles? Which one? The honey chicken?
No, just regular chicken on a biscuit. Yeah.
And it was delicious, right?
It was phenomenal.
I'm impressed by you, Michael.
Why?
That you just like sidled up and ordered.
Oh, just like a big boy. Actually paid for it. Yeah.
And you ordered food with taste. That's really good.
I like food with taste. Just taste that I like.
Okay. Good for you.
Wow. I do want to remind everybody that KISS is playing two shows at Madison Square Garden on December 1st and 2nd. So keep it locked into this show later on for your chance to score a pair of tickets. It's brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets go on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. If you're just getting out of work or if you just turned on the TV and you say, where's Big Don? Don, I think it's – this is March 10th, right?
Today is March 10th, yep.
This is the fourth time this year that Don's had pink eye. So I think that's a little problematic.
No, that's not serious.
Four, I think, yeah.
You're making it
maybe
up.
Five.
All right, good. You're making it up. Is it really two?
Well, I know he had it when Bill Burr was with us.
That was 5 years ago,
I
man.
Understand, but I remember these things.
Okay, but still.
When you gross out a guest.
Well, that's unusual, but in all fairness to Don, Burr seemed to be a little bit skittish.
I love Burr. I will not have any Burr negativity.
Burr's a genius. One of the great comedians of all time.
He's one of the great tactical comedians.
No, can I tell you something I love about Bill Burr? And I'm sorry if this sounds political to some people.
Okay.
And it will.
Mm-hmm.
What I love about Bill Burr is he's edgy. He speaks about race. He talks about everything. He never gets in trouble or is in fear of getting in trouble because he's not nasty. He's actually just thoughtful and funny all the time.
Deep.
Do you know what I mean?
Very deep.
There are a lot of people who try to be edgy and they end up hurting people's feelings and then crying. Why is everyone so sensitive? He's so good at his craft that he manages to be edgy without, like, making people want to protest him.
Did you see where it was in the post today, Will Smith was really hurt and upset by Chris Rock?
Really? I felt the same way.
Well, shut up. You're the one who started it.
I know. But
just keep your mouth shut.
Well, first of all, hold on. Who reported this?
The Post in page 6.
From who?
A source close to Will Smith. So who do you think it was? Will Smith.
No, this is not the same as a sports leak from a franchise. That's the Post talking to a friend who's speaking out of school.
Do you think he was
school.
Upset?
Yeah, but he has every right to be upset.
No, and Chris Rock had every right to say what he said.
Fine, but Will Smith didn't schedule a press conference to say he was upset. If he said privately to friends he was upset, he doesn't have the right to do that.
Well, no, I understand, but I don't think he has the right to be upset because he knows from whence it comes.
That doesn't mean you still have the right to be upset.
But you brought it on.
Hold on, and by the way.
Like if I punched you in the face.
Right.
Right? And then 5 minutes later, you just clubbed me over the head. Should I be upset at you? I punched you in the face.
You're still going to be upset that you got clubbed in the head. And he got clubbed in the head.
I was making an argument.
I'm sorry. He got. And also, if you want to keep looking at it that way, do we know the real history of their relationship leading up to that moment?
Rock and Will?
Yeah, do we?
I have no idea. You think there's something else there?
Yeah, I think that Will had felt for a long time that Rock had taken shots at Jada before. That's and immediately, obviously, it's not the right way to handle it. I'm just saying, none of us know what the hell's going on. He had the right to be upset. I watched and I was like, wow, that was harsh. I didn't think he was going to be that harsh.
Do you see the Oscars, which will be on Sunday on ABC, by the way, owned by Disney? They have a crisis team on site in case something happens again.
What would the crisis team have done?
I don't know. I think they come out and they hose you down with cold water.
For the record, nothing really could have been done about that.
Well, I mean, what could have been done is that, you know, Chris Rock could have just squared off and hit him.
Oh,
Jimmy
right.
Kimmel said he'd kick anybody's butt who tried to do it this year because he's the host.
I wonder how many jokes he'll make about that.
Of course, everyone.
Is Chris Rock appearing?
I don't think so.
Opportunity missed.
By him? What more is there to say?
I just mean by the odds.
Do you know that they cut out his mistake on the re-airings?
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Well, they had to. It was a brutal botch. I mean, it was a brutal, brutal mistake.
We should have a segment, Brutal Botch. By the way, who did...
we do. It's called Drop Madness.
Who did Would You Wednesday?
Would You Wednesday was a mix of Anthony had one, and then we received some from callers.
Did it work?
Did it work? Yeah, they were good.
Yeah? Maybe I should bow out on that segment.
No, I think you were still missed. Anthony, what was the best one we had?
I don't know. We had a caller that said mine was, so...
Then I'll give it to Anthony.
I'm going to go with that one.
Well, what was yours, Anthony?
It was, would you be willing to have your team win a championship, but for the whole year you couldn't watch the games and have no idea that they won?
I wouldn't know if I can't enjoy it.
That's what I said.
That was the consensus on the show. But someone said I didn't get enough credit for it, which I've greatly appreciated and sent them a very nice check for calling in.
I think I had one. I don't know. This is kind of an offshoot of one that we had. If you... if your team could win a championship and you could never watch them again the rest of your life, you enjoyed the whole championship, never watch them again the rest of your life, would you sign up for it?
No. Again, to the same point, my love of the, let's say the Commies, for example, it's only selfish. I don't care what they do as a franchise. They could disband the team. If I'm not allowed to participate in it?
Yeah.
Like, because I care about what other fans are getting? No, it's for me.
But you got your championship. That would be the height of...
But I never get to enjoy it again?
Never again.
No.
Pick another team. You're transient anyway.
I wouldn't want to do that. I would rather just stick it out and keep losing year after year, but get to enjoy the chase.
All right. Fair enough. More of this next Wednesday.
Wow.
On Would You Wednesday. I've got a couple of death ones, too.
Of course you do. There has to be, who would you club a baby seal if your team could win more than 10 games next year?
And that's just a baseball team.
Right.
It is time right now for Diamond Notes, brought to you by London Jewelers, and we'll talk about the Yankees. I just flew from Tampa this morning, and it's an interesting team. I think it's going to be a really, really good team. But you cannot just dismiss the injuries to Carlos Rodon. That's big, and that goes on top of Frankie Montas. So Carlos Rodon is the number two pitcher on the team. He's supposed to start after Gerrit Cole. Now, you know, they say he'll all things being good, he'll come back sometime in April. But this guy's had shoulder surgery and elbow surgery.
Yeah.
So when you hear any kind of anything about his arm, you get a little nervous. Because that was the only question mark about this guy. He's so good. It's a no-brainer to sign him, but is he going to stay healthy? And now he's not even going to be on the opening day roster. That's big. So when you drew up this team at the beginning of the year, it was Cole. It was Rodon. It was Severino. It was Montas. And it was at Cortez, although Cortez was fourth and Montas was five. Montas out probably the whole year. Rodon will not start with the team. So now your fourth and fifth starters are Domingo Germán, who's looked very, very good, and Clark Schmidt, who's also looked really good. But now when you use your depth, you know what that means? You don't have depth. There's nobody to use after that.
And people will get hurt again.
People get hurt. People get hurt. David Cohn has always told me, you don't need a 5-man staff. You need an 8-man staff. So even if you had an 8-man staff, you've already dipped into two of them. The Yankees, because they went for it all last year with the trade for Efros, who's out for the year, the trade for Montas and Trevino, the trade for Benintendi, they traded all their second-tier depth in starting pitchers like Waldichuk and J.P. Sears. And it made sense for them to go for it, but now they might have guys that could step up and do a good job. We have no idea. They might know, but they're certainly not the high-level prospects that they traded away to get the players that they had. So that's a question mark, and now you have to hope that Rodon, it's not serious, that it's just a muscle that will get better. And after shutting him down for 10 days, he'll come back and probably come back third week of April. We'll see. Losing Trevino is big. Lou Trevino's a big part of the bullpen. Losing Tommy Canley, big. Now, Tommy Canley's supposed to be back sometime toward the end of April. Let's hope that's the truth. Trevino, not sure. Those are big losses. Big losses. And then after the game yesterday, after we got off the air, it was revealed that Harrison Bader
felt something
on his side, his oblique. That scares me. Obliques take a long time. So to what severity does he have? I don't know. But there's something in there. And what's the depth? Who's going to be playing the outfield now? You have to put Judge in center again? You have to put Stanton in right every game? Who's your left fielder? So all of these things have like a domino effect. And the worst thing that could happen in spring training is people get hurt. Now, you could say, well, it's better to get hurt in spring training than in July. Get it. Got it. But you don't want to start the season slow either. The thing that saved the Yankees last year is they started the season great.
Yep. It allowed them to fall off and not really fall off.
Now, on the good news front, Dominguez has looked phenomenal.
You got to call a Dominguez home run.
I did. The Martian has landed.
Yeah.
And then David dropped in he's my favorite Martian. Now, do you know what that means?
Nope.
Really?
The Martian has landed?
No. He said, that's my favorite Martian.
It's my favorite Martian.
It was a very popular TV show in the 60s. This guy, Ray Walston, who was a movie star, got older, played a Martian. And Bill Bixby, you know that name?
Yes.
Before Court Chevette's father, was the guy who knew he was a Martian. So he called him my favorite Martian.
And that's the name of the show, is My Favorite Martian?
Go dive into YouTube.
Why is Dominguez a Martian?
Because he's got otherworldly talent, skills.
Who called him the Martian?
Ever since he was 16 and they signed him, his name was the Martian.
Oh, really? That goes back that far, huh?
Yep.
Does he still, like, wow, he physically looks.
Oh, he's jacked. Jacked. Now, also, his name is Jason Dominguez, and he was named after Jason Giambi.
I know, that I know, yeah.
And his father added another S, but his father loved the player Jason Giambi, named him Jason Dominguez, having a great spring. He will not stick with the team. He's 20 years old, hasn't played at AAA. But one of the guys that's impressed everybody is Anthony Volpe. And I didn't think he had a chance to make the team at the beginning of spring training because he's not on the 40. So if he gets put on the 40 to be called up to the 26, you're going to lose somebody. You're going to expose somebody to be picked up. So far this spring, 20 at bats, hitting 300. Looked very good in the field. Has a way about him. He did something yesterday I thought was so beautiful. Lou Piniella was there. Lou Piniella is 79 years old. And, you know, he's a Yankee icon. And somebody brought Anthony Volpe over, who was taking batting practice, to meet Lou Piniella. Now, Anthony Volpe probably knows who Lou Piniella is because his father and grandfather are gigantic Yankee fans. So is Anthony, growing up in Jersey. And because he raised the right way, went over to the man, took his hat off, and shook his hand. Other people coming up with their helmet. Not that there's anything wrong with keeping your hat or your helmet on, but he, out of respect to the guy, took off his hat and then shook his hand.
Wow.
That's a well-raised 22-year-old kid.
Yeah.
So he's everything the Yankees want in him. And there is a chance. I wouldn't bet this way, but he could earn his way on this team.
He was in Triple last year?
Just for 99 at-bats.
Okay.
Otherwise, it was lower levels of the minors. And he didn't really hit that well in Triple-A. So when you go up in level, it's a challenge. So
yeah.
We shall see. But it's exciting. It could be Peraza or Volpe or Peraza and Volpe. Because what happens if they need to trade for pitching now? Is Gleyber Torres somebody that would interest people? Then all of a sudden you open up second base where Volpe was playing yesterday. And there you have a young Keystone combo. See what I mean?
I see what you mean.
Glad you're here.
Would you be sad to see Gleyber go?
I like Gleyber. But, I mean, he's got one more year before he becomes a free agent. Are you willing to pay Gleyber $25 million a year? So you have to make that decision.
Right.
That is Diamond Notes, brought to you by London Jewelers, the engagement experts. Visit London Jewelers today at any of their 7 locations, including the newest location at the mall at Short Hills. Is it any way possible to turn up my headset? Because I feel like I'm screaming. Just so I can hear me better.
Oh, just to hear yourself.
Yeah, but that's not working by doing that.
Your volume's not doing it.
No. Oh. I need deaf levels.
You love hearing yourself, huh? Dear God.
No, because when you hear yourself, you don't have to yell.
That is true. Yeah.
Blah.
That's why you lose hearing if you're in the business a long time.
And lose your, or the other way, you lose your voice.
Right. So
what let's pick your battle.
Right.
And
so
you need your
I'll
voice.
Take the hearing.
Right. That makes sense.
Let's go to the phones, 1-800-919-3776. Lenny in Middletown. Lenny, talk to us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. You guys just kind of answered my question a little bit. I was calling to say, you know, with all of the pitching woes that's going on, you know, is Glaber going to become a little bit expendable, you know, and especially with Volpe turning heads and Peraza and all that. But, you know, like you said, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Oh, you got it. Well, I mean, the one thing is, though, before you could even think about trading Glaber, and I don't think at this point they're at that yet, you got to make sure that LeMay is healthy. Because if you're not going to start Peraza and Volpe at short and second, then LeMay becomes an everyday second baseman. You got to make sure that toe is okay before you give up a guy who hit 25 home runs. So you got to lock in and know that everybody's healthy. Let's go to John in Oyster Bay. John.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, John.
Yeah, I'm here to talk about some Aaron Rodgers.
All right, let's go.
I'm just big-time Jets fan. I'm getting a little nervous. As time goes on, I'm just it would be such – if he doesn't come at this point, it's going to be a big letdown for all – I can speak for all Jets fans. And honestly, it's Aaron Rodgers are giving me death at this point. I mean, if they don't get Aaron Rodgers,
where
are they going to go?
I like it. What about
– I mean
– what about the idea that, that I read about earlier today, the idea of them pairing him with Odell Beckham Jr., bringing in old Odell?
I would definitely not be opposed to that. Or Adam Thielen, he just got released today. I heard he's friends with Aaron Rodgers. So either one of those two, I would be. I'm on board with that, Peter.
I like Thielen too.
So
yeah, absolutely, man.
He dropped a little Nathan Hale on us. That's the guy who said, "Give me liberty or give me death."
Yeah, he did. You didn't expect that, did you?
No, I expected you to know who Nathan Hale was, and you didn't.
I didn't. I'm an uneducated fool.
Well, you went to Maryland. What'd you want?
No. See, that has nothing to do with it.
Well, then how could you go to a great school, spend all that money, and not be educated?
Well, I didn't take U.S. history at Maryland. That would be a BCC problem, Bethesda Chevy Chase High School.
Did your fiance just come in and take Rocky?
She did. And she apologized.
For what?
To you, because I had Rocky with me, and she feels bad, and...
Rocky doesn't bother me. You bother me more than
Can
Rocky.
Can I join?
Thank you.
Why didn't she come over and say hello?
She's shy.
Really?
She is.
Okay.
She doesn't want to get on the show.
We were in a commercial when she was
here. No, she came after the commercial.
She was standing there taking pictures of you like she loves you.
She was?
Yeah. Sickening.
I didn't see that.
I did. I see everything.
So I'm going to tell her you're offended now that you didn't visit.
Yeah.
All right.
How about just a hello?
Wow.
A little hug and a squeeze, something like that.
That's when you creep out. I thought it was creepy enough that you said you wanted to move into Val Ackerman's house.
I said I was going to be in her house.
You said I'm moving in for
right.
6 months.
Well, I was being euphemistic.
It sounds like you want to, like, live in the closet.
I wouldn't mind. She seemed really cool.
She's a lovely, lovely person.
Let's go to Raymond in Miami. Raymond?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's up, Ray Ray?
Oh, my name is Brandon. So
Brandon.
You missed me because I just want to go ahead and say that I'm a huge fan of you, Michael K. I'm actually a huge Yankees fan.
All right.
And I just want to go ahead and bring up something here.
Okay.
So I know that I actually have heard from you that you do not like the extra innings rule, that you feel like it's a carnival game, and I completely agree with you. Now, I remember hearing from this show someone saying that you can have, like, if you have a pitcher come in and you can have, like, an exception where a pitcher comes in, you take the pitcher out, and then you put the pitcher back in. So it's like, I don't know. I mean, I've never heard the committee go ahead and vote on something where, like, you can have a pitcher come back in after being, like, you have Clay Holmes in and he pitches 10 pitches. Then you can bring him back in later. Like, you have to take him out because
the
bases were loaded.
But I don't like that. We thank you for the phone call because managers manage to get other managers in a position where they have to take their pitcher out and go to another pitcher. And all of a sudden, you're going to give him the luxury of taking a guy out and then bringing him back in. I mean, it's still got to be baseball. It still has to be that's why I don't like the extra inning rule, because it's not baseball. It's a carnival act. I love all the other rules. By the way, yesterday's game, right? Yankees-Red Sox. Red Sox hit 6 home runs. Yankees, I think, hit 3.
It was like 9-1 going into the ninth, right?
And it seemed 9-3.
9-3.
11-3.
Oh, it was 11-3. Oh, yeah, it was 9-3 the inning before that.
And he's a Raven.
Charger now.
So David and I are looking at each other, and it felt like, wow, this game is really dragging. Really dragging. End of the game, 244. That game last year.
Right.
Would have been 444.
Right.
Or 344 at least. And then to show you that the clock means something, the day before the Red Sox played Puerto Rico in an exhibition game for the WBC, and the WBC doesn't have the clock. How long do you think that game took? 9-inning game. Red Sox, Puerto Rico.
405.
359. The clock works. There's no one that doesn't like it.
Players too?
Players love it. Love it. Adore it. Want to romance it.
Has anyone suggested yet, like, feeling any fatigue because of it?
Nope. Nope. In fact, Aaron Boone thinks it's going to really keep players fresh because they're going to be off their feet for a half hour each game because the game's going to be shaved a half hour. So you go a half hour 162 times, you're off your feet for a lot of time that you were on your feet last year.
Oh, that's true, too.
I only tell true things.
Yeah, you're so truthful.
I am truthful.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, we're still waiting. Now, I don't know if the wait is a good sign or a bad sign. I would say it's probably more bad than good, but I'm not going to predict doom.
Huh. Interesting you feel that way. I think it's obviously worse than the alternative.
Where he says no completely.
No. Worse than the alternative.
Like, yes, right
it's
away.
Done. It's
right.
Already done.
You fly back with him.
Right. I agree with you. It's worse than that. I don't know that I feel worried about it yet, but I hear you.
So, yesterday... Sauce Gardner, the Jets' defensive rookie of the year.
Right.
He's the guy that when they beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field, he took a cheese head from somebody and, joking around, walked off the field with the cheese head and took it. So yesterday, he's begging Rodgers on, I think it was Twitch, to come back. I don't even want to play it. I can explain it without playing it.
Okay.
So, and.
Okay.
He's going to set fire to the cheese head.
To show Rodgers.
Show Rodgers, let's bury the hatchet. We want you here so badly. And so he goes to his backyard, a fire pit, and he starts a fire, and he's throwing the cheese head in there. And joining him is Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson, which is kind of nice that they all hang out together.
The three rookies.
Right. And they burn the cheese head. And they're showing it on Yes right now.
Okay.
And I would say to these youngsters, relax. Would you? Relax. First of all, this will not move the needle with him. And my question to you, I always say when you're going to make, like if you're playing chess, and I don't play chess, every move, you have to predict another move or anticipate another move. What happens if Aaron Rodgers doesn't become a Jet? And the next guy who's the quarterback, that these guys, they were all in on Aaron Rodgers. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, Aaron Rodgers, one of the knocks against Aaron Rodgers, never hung out with his teammates in Green Bay. You know why? because he's 15, 16 years older than them. He's not going to go to the clubs. He's 39 years old. You think he's on Twitch? Now, he's probably seen it since then because it's been on social media. This stuff is not going to impact it at all. So why are you trying to make yourself part of the story?
This is, to me, you are pulling classic media, finding a negative where there's no negative. What's the downside? First of all, if I'm a Jets fan, I love this. Because even remove the Rodgers part, don't you just love that it's the offseason and your three rookies are hanging out doing something together?
Yeah, that's burning nice. Cheeseheads. I love it.
Burning cheeseheads. But beyond that, I love the fact that they're all so invested, that they really, really want him there. I mean, these guys clearly, they know what they have. They really want to win. They know what it would mean to have him there. And they care. They're doing something. I don't see the downside.
I don't think it's a terrible thing. But if it's not Rodgers, you've moved all your chips to the middle of the table for Rodgers. So, oh, never mind, Jimmy G. We really wanted you. And, by the way, there's still another quarterback that's on your team, and you're completely dissing him after the whole team wore Mike effing White T-shirts. I mean, how much abuse is Zach Wilson supposed to take?
Well, hold on. The Mike White T-shirts, totally reasonable that you and Don pointed that out. That was totally reasonable to point out the fact that it was disrespectful to Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson has no right to be offended by people wanting Aaron Rodgers. He literally is, you could argue he's the best quarterback to ever throw a football. You could argue that. So who's going to be offended? Jimmy G's going to be like, oh, how dare you? You were more excited about Aaron Rodgers than me? I mean.
But don't you look stupid if it's another quarterback? You only look good if he's there.
Listen,
don't you also believe they're just doing it to bring attention to themselves? This is not impacting Mr. I'm going to the dark for 3 days, whether he becomes a Jet or not. It's all for show. It's all performative. And I'm a great performer, so I know performative.
You love performative. But I hear everything you're saying. I just don't see enough negative that to even comment on it. Like, I see it as a fun thing they did. Yes, would it be a little awkward if tomorrow we find out they're signing Jimmy G? Sure, I suppose so.
Well, here's another thing. Again, you don't think too deeply about this stuff. What if the cheesehead is made of toxic stuff and they're inhaling toxic chemicals?
See, now we're talking of something reasonable.
There's a young lady here with a sweatshirt that says garlic on it.
She's just a big garlic
just
fan.
Just a big garlic fan? Wow.
She just enjoys garlic on her meals.
I like garlic, too. I like chicken parm. I don't wear it across, you know.
By the way, you don't actually like garlic, do you?
I love garlic.
Really?
Yeah.
Of all the things to like, garlic?
Yeah, because I like to repel people. So if you eat garlic, nobody's coming near you.
That's a great, great point.
Yeah. I do make great points. 1-800-919-3776. Let's see. Anthony Pusick, who always gives me good information, has just texted me something. So I have to.
All right. Let's see if this is something worthwhile.
All right. There was Mark Murphy's interview. He's one of the execs with the Packers. Is there a scenario? Packer president. Is there a scenario where Aaron is still the starting quarterback of the Packers next season? He was asked. And he said, yeah. I mean, unless. If things don't work out the way we want them, yeah, we would. He's obviously a great player. So you don't want him.
Wait. The Packer president said if things don't work out the way we want them,
yeah, we would. So they want Jordan Love. So they're saying they're not just going to give this guy away.
Wow.
That's an unbelievable answer.
I did not expect that answer.
Wow.
Yay!
I mean, that is good news, though. But it's also them playing their hand, saying, yeah, well, that's what we want to do. But we also, we got to get the right package or he's not moving.
That's amazing he admitted that.
I'm very excited. I think my Jacob's pickles have arrived.
So you're getting it for free and I paid for it.
You're a hack.
Wow.
Not only am I getting it for free.
The whole Yes Crew?
Ron Pinhead.
Ron Pinhead too.
Yeah, Ron Pinhead are getting themselves some Jacob's Pickles. Shout out to Jacob's Pickles.
All right, that's the Rogers Watch brought to you by London Jewelers, the engagement experts. Visit London Jewelers today at any of their 7 locations, including the newest location at the mall at Short Hills. Let's take some phone calls. Let's go to Brett, New Jersey. Brett.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, what's up?
Michael K., big fan. This is the next best thing to an autograph, bro.
Wow. Well, if you ever see me, Brett, ask for the autograph.
I saw you at Bar Anticipation, but I had to run out. I was on my way out. I'm a huge fan of you. So, anywho, you know, you talk about this time. Is it this time for Aaron? I think it's a waste of time, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, let him go take a nap in the dark. Why are we not pursuing Lamar Jackson? This is like a dynasty or one, hopefully, a shot at a title. Because we all know a title is nothing to just, oh, we get this guy, we're going to get it. It's a lot of work, and it's just not guaranteed. But why are we not looking?
Well, I'll tell you why, Scott. Because it's going to cost more than it is to get Rodgers. You're starting with two first-round draft picks. That's inarguable. You can't negotiate that. That's part right. of the basic agreement. Somebody's franchise tag, you have to give two first-round draft picks. And then you have to satisfy his contractual demands. So he wants guaranteed money, the same as Deshaun Watson. Nobody wants to do that because the guy's too injury-prone.
And people don't even want to have done it for Deshaun Watson.
Right.
It's not like that looks like it was a great decision.
Oh, you know what? Greg in New Jersey, please correct me. I was wrong, and I want you to tell everybody I was wrong.
Hey, boys. It's an honor to talk to both of you. I'm sad that Don Father's not there. I'm a history teacher, and it pained me when you referenced Nathaniel Hale saying, give me liberty or give me death. He said, my only regret is that I have but one life to give for my country.
So who said
it? Patrick Henry.
Patrick Henry. Yes, Patrick Henry.
You know what, Greg? I got to tell you. Can I have some music, Anthony, please? And Greg, I want you to listen to this.
I'm feeling it.
This breaks my heart. Because at my soul, I'm a teacher. I know there are young children that watch this show, listen to the show, consume the show. They want to learn. They know if they turn this on from 3 to 7, they're going to get some information that's going to further their life. And I gave them bad information. So, Greg, I apologize to them, and I apologize to you, and I apologize to the family
of Nathan Hale,
of Patrick Henry.
Patrick Henry.
No, Nathan Hale's family. I don't have to apologize. I gave him a great quote. So, well, Greg, I'm sorry, and I'm sorry to all the kids too.
Greg, thank you. And Michael, do you know who Nathan Hale was?
Yeah, he said, "Give me liberty or give me death."
No.
He was a patriot.
He was an American Raven. Patriot. He was a Charger now. He was actually killed when he was just 21 years old. He volunteered for an intelligence gathering mission in New York City, but was captured by the British and executed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
To this day, though, we talk about him. So he left an imprint.
There's a statue of him, though. Don't you think the statue, he looks very fashion-forward for 1776?
He does, and he looks a little older than 21.
Right?
He's a good-looking man. I bet he did very well.
In those 21 years. Yeah. I'm sure he did.
Let's go to Aaron in the car. He says he's the captain of the company. But you know what? If you were the captain of the company, Aaron, your butt would be here.
Michael, Peter, company, how we doing, boy?
There you go.
No. Why are you not here, Aaron? Why are you not here?
Because I have to work for a living, my friend.
Oh, so you're saying the rest of the company.
I'm on my way home from work right now.
So the rest of the company is a bunch of ne'er-do-wells that don't work.
Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all. Next time you guys have an outing, I'll make sure I'm there.
All right.
When's the beach bash? Do we have a date for that yet?
We do not have a date yet.
I like to plan ahead.
All right. So do we.
All right. Well, you announce that ASAP, and I'll be there, I promise.
All right. What do you got?
Hey, so I want to talk about the Jets and their prospects of getting Aaron Rodgers. I personally would be in the camp of pursuing Lamar Jackson first and foremost, but we are, and it's Rod. I'm sorry?
Said a lot of Lamar love today.
I mean, you guys know Lamar hurt all the time, right?
But it would be a long-term solution. He's only 26 years old. You'd have him for 5 to 8 years, probably.
I understand baseball's wildly different than football, but I will say, you remember that was the knock on Aaron Judge after a couple of seasons, and then he normalized.
Right.
It's been two seasons where he missed 5 games each year. I think maybe we're being a little too lax by saying he's so injury prone. And I sort of think Lamar could have come back this year and smartly protected himself, saying, if you guys aren't going to give me the deal that I want, I'm not coming back. I'm not all the way ready yet.
I think that's exactly what it was.
Aaron, maybe they look at it this way. And we thank you for the call. we get Rodgers, we get Rodgers. That's what we want. He's also going to sell tickets. I don't know if Lamar will.
No, he would.
But not to the level
of Rodgers. Let me tell you this right now.
Right.
You know who would be more excited about Lamar than Rodgers?
Who?
Charlie Kay. Kids will be more excited about Lamar than Rodgers.
Well, he does play Lamar in Madden.
See? He's a kid's kind of player.
Yeah, but Charlie doesn't have the $1,800 for the season tickets.
No.
The people that would be excited by it.
Well, he should just make a bet with Don.
Yeah, everybody can win money. Chris Roth tweets out, Packers president Mark Murphy on a telecast of the Girls State Basketball Tournament confirms team will honor trade request from Aaron Rodgers if he wants it. Confirms they gave permission to Jets and that everyone expects resolution by the start of free agency, but which, by the way, is next week. And God bless you, Peter.
Thank you.
That was some sneeze.
Yeah, I felt it.
I think part of your brain came out.
That's not nice.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Do you see the spread I got here from Jacobs? Look at this. Look at this, yes. Look at the. I got the honey chicken biscuit sandwich.
Right.
Mac and cheese, fries, pickles, obviously. You like pickles or no?
No.
And some sausage gravy.
You know what? It's not a great business model to give one person on the show food and not the one whose name is on the show. That doesn't seem like it makes much sense, Jacob.
Maybe that's Jacob's stance that my name should be on the show.
Right. Also, I bought the food from Jacob. I'm like you, you freeloader.
Or you just showed up here and didn't think, oh, Peter's probably going to come here and get some free Jacobs.
But I don't need free food. But I'm just saying it's just not a smart play is what I'm saying.
But you didn't know. Yeah, you'd already eaten.
I'm sitting here, though.
You want another sandwich?
No, now I
so
don't.
So now you're schnurring for an extra sandwich?
Now I won't take it. Now I won't.
Why, you're such a disgrace.
I'm a disgrace. Kiss is playing two shows at Madison Square Garden on December 1st and 2nd. Be caller number 28. No. Sparky Law's number.
Come on.
Why?
28?
Yeah.
All right.
Right now at 888-987-ESPN, and you will score a pair of tickets brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets go on sale now at Ticketmaster.com for full contest rules. Go to ESPNNewYork.com. You know why I do the high number, right?
To annoy Anthony?
No, because it's an unfair advantage because the people I watch on Yes are seeing it dead live, and the people that are on the radio have a delay.
Oh.
So the people always on Yes wins. That's why we have such high ratings on Yes, and our ratings aren't as high as on radio as it should.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so it's easier to win if you're watching on a TV, so I even it out by getting a high number.
What should we do about that? Just that? Is that the only way?
Yeah, I'm going to start giving 1,001.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to love that back in the studio.
Well, you know what? That's really not my
none of your concern. No, sure so.
So,
how do you open this
Rick
pickle?
DiPietro is watching the food that you're
eating. Yeah, I'm sure he is. You know what?
He said, I hope that the tux he's wearing for his wedding has an elastic waistband.
You know what? I got a lot of time between now and the wedding. Don't you worry, Rick.
It's not that much time, bud. I don't think you're ever going to break out of Sing Sing, are you? You can't even open up a thing of pickles.
And it really wasn't that hard. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Anthony in Union Beach. Anthony.
Hey, Michael, Peter. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
Today's my son's ninth birthday.
What's
his
name?
He's a huge wrestling fan, Anthony. His name is Anthony as well.
Anthony, happy birthday, bud.
Thank you, guys. Michael Kay, he worships you. He thinks you are the greatest thing to walk on earth.
Oh, wow. My own kids don't. That's great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You made the kids' day. Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday, bud. You got it. This is from our good friend John Rothstein.
All right.
Sources tell him that St. John's has parted ways with coach Mike Anderson after that tough loss last night. Anderson has 4 years, $10 million left on the contract. For a school like St. John's, that's a financial hit. Iona's Rick Pitino is expected to be a primary candidate to be his replacement. The school has spent the last few weeks vetting Pitino's potential candidacy for the job. What do you mean vetting? First of all, he didn't get suspended for what happened at Louisville. Now, we know what happened under the table in the Italian restaurant. He's going to win. All of a sudden, you're going to find religion and you won't hire Rick Pitino. So ridiculous. Iona's a Catholic school. They're probably thrilled they hired him. He wants one more. Although Rick said on this air, I don't know if you remember, I will never coach another team after Iona. Let's see. Because Georgetown needs a coach. They fired Patrick Ewing.
Yep.
St. John's, St. John should hire Rick Pitino years ago. He's perfect for them. He's a New Yorker.
Can you imagine how hot him being there will make that program here?
Oh, my goodness. They play at the Garden a lot more than four times like they do now.
Yeah, that would be that would actually be a real coup. Question for you. He can't be making a ton at Iona, right?
He doesn't need money.
He doesn't need money.
No, he's loaded.
So my question is it a great situation for St. John's? They're now stuck on the hook for that money.
Right.
Could they get him in really affordable because he just wants to get a prime job?
I have a feeling, although he's 7, if you watch him coach, he coaches like he's 40, up and down the sidelines. He doesn't act like he's 70. I think he's going to have a lot of offers. So I don't think he's going to give St. John's 50 cents on the dollar. Georgetown's going to want to go after him. And they're going to have to pay off Patrick Ewing as well. There's going to be big-time programs. They're going to want Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino is one of the greatest coaches who ever lived.
I cannot picture him at Georgetown, though. I just really can't. It'll be really interesting for them.
A friend of mine told me he's a big Georgetown fan. This is not a source. I'm just telling you what a friend of mine said. He said he had heard that Pitino was looking at houses in the D.C. area.
Interesting. I don't know. It's like John Thompson and who's essentially the face you picture when you picture Georgetown basketball.
Right.
Him and Pitino, both greats, but I think of them as just so different stylistically.
Right. How about I wasn't on the air when it happened, and I know he watches the show all the time. Jim Boeheim. Yeah. Like, stunning. That's the end of an era.
I mean, it's not stunning, is it?
Well, but he didn't seem like he was nearing the finish line. It didn't seem like, you know, the Mike Krzyzewski, we knew – last year was the last year he was going to coach. He said it. Jim Boeheim lost the game and told his team, and that's it. I mean, it was real sudden.
Well, it was a disappointing season. They haven't been great recently. It's 47 seasons.
A lot of people, like, he rubs them the wrong way. I like the guy. I mean, he's whiny and all, but he's a delight to me. I covered him when I covered college basketball. He's always been great whenever we asked to have him on, so I hope he's happy.
Yeah, I mean, he said
60 years of his life on that campus. He went there.
Wow. And then was he an assistant first?
Yes.
It's his entire adult life?
Entire adult life. So he's 78. He was 18 when he showed up on campus.
Don and I were discussing where he ends up ranking among great coaches.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.